It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's the Shadron State Sports Journal show on this Wednesday night, and a real special guest in with us here today as we're welcoming in Josephine Wormuth, a freshman from Iowa here at Shadron State College, and really cool event Josephine was just a part of. She's a member of the CSC women's wrestling team, but before we get into that, we've got to hear about this experience in the Beach Wrestling World Championships that you just competed in a totally different country, in Romania. Welcome into the show first, Josephine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
It is great to have you in the studio, get to meet you, and hear about this experience. So, you know, what was this like? What did you participate in? Kind of tell the listeners exactly what you were doing over there in Romania around Labor Day weekend.
So I went over there and I competed in the World Championships, which was awesome. And it was cool to go over and like see a different country, see what it's like, because it's way different than like over here. Like to start with, like we got off the plane and it's like, oh, we have to go get different money. And I was like, what? And like that was huge. That was all way different. And like the food they eat, way different. So I was happy to come home and have different food. That's for sure. But otherwise, like the competition around the world, like that was awesome being able to go see that and seeing like what other countries compete like and like what their competition level is like.
So how do you get involved with something like this? How do you get selected or how do you qualify? How do you get, I guess, how do you get involved and interested in beach wrestling that takes place in another country?
I started beach wrestling the beginning of my senior year. And it was just like my mom and I saw this flyer on Facebook and we're like, oh, this will be cool to go do. And then I did it and then I fell in love. So I just kept doing local tournaments for it. And then we were like, there's world team qualifiers in North Carolina. Like, let's go do this. And so I went and top three went and I placed second. So I qualified and was able to go.
And you're from Iowa. And you said local events of beach wrestling. So you just kind of looked around and they have this mm-hmm. in different cities in Iowa and then it expanded out to the United States.
Yeah, so we had a few different local ones in Iowa, and then Missouri has a lot, like down at like the Lake of Ozarks and stuff. So, and that's like a couple hours drive for us. So it was easy to go and find ones not too far away to go to.
Josephine Wormuth, our guest today on the CSC Sports Journal. And what was your first impression when you did beach wrestling for the first time? What'd you think of it?
At first, I was super just confused with the rules and everything, but then like I really liked it. I was like, I kind of like this. Like, it's mostly throws and stuff. I'm into my throws, my suplexes. And I was like, these all work perfect for this style of wrestling. And so, like, I just fell in love with the style. And it's probably one of my favorite styles of wrestling.
Yeah, how different is it from traditional wrestling? When the fans come out and watch you and your teammates on the mat for Shadron State this year, what would be the differences in beach wrestling to what they would see when you're in normal competition?
So it's beach wrestling is a lot like Greco, honestly. We can touch legs, but we can't have our knees touch the sand. And then there's no wrestling after we hit the sand. Like it's a takedown and back up to your feet. So that changes it a lot. And then it's like one period for 3 minutes, first 1 to 3 points win. So they're fast matches. Like you don't have time to mess up and then like correct yourself. Like if you mess up, it's match over. So like that's a big one is like, and then I really have been learning like how to know where my body's at and control myself just because, like, I don't have time to correct a mess up.
What's it like to wrestle in the sand where, you know, it's so hard to just run in sand compared to running on a road or a hard trail? What's it like to wrestle in sand when you've got to try to be quick on your feet and move around and it's just got to be difficult?
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, as we keep wrestling, like, there's different holes everywhere where, like, the mat stays the same. Where, like, the sand's moving and, like, not staying the same. So, like, it's a big balance thing, honestly, is like knowing how to balance when like you have no footing at all. And that's another thing. The footing is way different. And so like it honestly just takes practice where like at Shadron State, we have like the same volleyball courses back behind our dorm. So like I was able to go out there and just continue to practice in the sand and stuff, because like we have a sand volleyball pit at home, so I practiced there. But I was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do out there? And so that was nice to have that to continue to practice with, like, footing.
Yeah, that's great. Those courts on campus,
yes.
You see when you run and walk by, that you could use those and practice. So kind of tell us in Romania how the process went. How many wrestlers did you compete against? And you finished in the top 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah, take us through that.
So I finished in the top 10. To start with, we have knockout rounds. So like you could go out there and lose your knockout round and be done. Like just go home. And so I won my knockout round. And then we got into pool play, and it didn't go quite as I wanted, but it went pretty good. And then I was able to finish top 10, and it was really cool to be able to wrestle people from different countries that have a little bit different style of wrestling. And it was way different, like, not knowing. We're like, here back in the United States, like, we know what their coaches are yelling at them to do. We're like, out there, we had no clue, like, what their coaches were saying to them to do.
Yeah.
So that was way different, too. So, but it was cool, like, not knowing, honestly, like, having no clue what their coaches are telling them to do. And, like, so that was kind of cool.
Did you get to at all kind of meet these other wrestlers and try to make friends, break through that language barrier at all, or talk and get to know each other from all these different countries? Or were you just out there wrestling them and that was kind of it? I would imagine it'd be fun to try and talk and meet these competitors from all around the world if you could.
Yeah, we were. We actually, Saturday morning, we woke up to a huge storm. So being out on the beach, we can't just like still go out there and wrestle. So everything got pushed back, so we were all stuck in a hotel together. So like we talked to all the Ukraine people a whole bunch, and they were so sweet, and it was so cool to like meet them, talk to them. Some of the different countries like Turkey and stuff, like just hearing like what it's like for them at home was super cool, like knowing that like everything's way different, and like even just all the different countries right there next to them, like everything's way different. And like they were all super sweet, and they're all such like super nice people. And so that was really cool. We were able to talk to them and get to know them and what it's like for their home life.
That's so exciting. Josephine Wehrmuth with us. She is a CSC women's wrestler here at the college, her first season coming up as a college athlete, and just went down to Romania, as we've heard, and competed in the Beach Wrestling World Championships. Exciting stuff. Do you feel like the experience out there in beach wrestling will help you as a wrestler here at Shadron State? Is there stuff you can kind of take from that that will help you grow or improve, or I guess we use on the mat this year for success at CSC? Or is it really just kind of like two totally different things, and they're on sort of their own plane?
They're a little bit of two totally different things, but then I do feel that like we have the push out rule in freestyle, so we'll have it this season, and then I have that in beach also. So like those two things were able to kind of connect, and it was like, oh, I'm learning this in beach, now I can use it over in freestyle. And like I'm able to transfer moves back and forth. Just the only thing that's really different is like wrestling, like after we get a takedown in freestyle, we continue to wrestle on the mat. We're like in beach, we go back up. But I've definitely been able to find moves that work really good in beach, and then I'm like, oh, I think I can use this in freestyle, and they work great in freestyle too. So that's been nice, being able to like transfer moves back and forth between the two styles.
Do you plan on doing something like this again, going to a beach wrestling championship or a competition, either here in the United States or around the world again? Is that something you'd want to do?
Yes, I'm actually getting training schedules ready to go to qualifier again in May, to qualify to hopefully go back to Worlds and qualify for the beach sports and qualify for there. They have every 2 years. And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics. And so I am training for that.
That's amazing. That was actually what I was just thinking about asking you. Is this going to become an Olympic sport? Is it something that you would like to try to pursue and work towards doing? And 2028's the year, you said. So
yeah,
what, six years to get ready?
Yeah, they're hoping to have it added in for 2028, so now that's what I'm looking forward to, and gonna start my training and getting ready for that.
That's awesome. I just read this morning that one of the area high schools, Scotts Bluff High School, which is not too far from here, about an hour and a half from Shadron, that they're adding a high school wrestling program, and it's really building up here in Nebraska. How important do you think it is, and how cool is it to you to see women's wrestling in high school and college really exploding? It's one of the most popular building sports right now, it feels like.
I think it's awesome knowing that, like, I went through high school being the only girl on my team. We didn't have girl teams around me. Like, the closest girl was half an hour away, but, like, we couldn't just go wrestle each other. So it was competing with the boys, and that was all I did all through high school. And so, like, I love knowing that, like, my sisters back home are growing up and they're on girl teams. And, like, I think it's awesome that, like, the girls are able to have the same opportunities and, like, they're all given a chance and they all feel welcomed.
Is this something that you think girls and women have wanted for a long time, a wrestling, a sport, an outlet like this to do sports-wise as opposed to, say, the traditional, the softballs, the golf, the basketball? You know, it's so popular and it's growing so fast, it almost seems like this has been something in the making for decades that should have happened a long time ago and now finally is coming. You know, why do you like to wrestle so much and why do so many girls and women want to be part of wrestling teams now, do you think? Is it just that much fun?
I enjoy it a lot, and, like, I know all my friends do, and, like, I played softball, I did volleyball, I did track, I did cross country, like, I did everything, and, like, wrestling is just where I felt at home, like, it felt like this is right, and, like, that's how all my friends say, and so, like, I'm happy that everyone has the opportunities now, and, like, I just can't believe it took this long for everyone to have the opportunities, and, like, that's huge. Like, looking back and thinking, like, we didn't have these opportunities. Like, just my freshman year of high school, like, we didn't have all these opportunities. So I'm happy to see it's really growing. And it's just crazy to think it took a while.
It is so exciting to see how fast it's growing and to hear your story of coming to CSC and wrestling in Romania at these beach championships. Let's talk a little bit about how you became a Shadron State Eagle. What sold you on coming to CSC and wrestling out here for Coach Jeffrey?
Coach Jeffrey is actually the reason I'm out here. He was at a college in Iowa that I was like, oh yeah, he's a great coach. I want to be able to wrestle underneath him. And so I was looking there. And then I get a text one day and see that he's out here now. And I was like, where is that? I've never heard of Shadron. And so he sold me on everything. Like, he's the reason I'm out here. And I knew that I could go anywhere for my academics, but wrestling, like, I wanted to be under a coach that I knew could push me to the next level. And I 100% think that him and Coach Titus can help me get to the next level.
Your team in just 2 years has grown. The roster's just grown. It's amazing to see, and I talked to Coach a lot last year about the first year development of the program, and you're in a great spot for it, Josephine, and we'll finish up with some details on, you know, your major, your career. What kind of stuff do you want to do here at Shadron State academic-wise, and then as you look forward beyond school, where do you want to take things?
I am majoring in sports and fitness management, and so I'm just going to use that to go into coaching afterwards, and I just want to coach and wrestle, and, like, that's, I've dedicated my life to the sport, and, like, I couldn't be happier about it. Like, I just want to get my studies done to be able to go coach and train, and so that's my future after college, is to just train mostly for 2028 Olympics, praying that beach wrestling gets added, and then I want to go back home and coach at my high school.
That's so great. We wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you being on the show, and you got a great shirt on today for the interview too. Girls Wrestle 2 is what it says on the front. That's got to be your favorite shirt, right?
Oh, it's definitely one of my favorite ones. I wake up every day and I'm like, this Girl Wrestle 2 one or this one? And have to decide which one to wear.
Love it. You need one in, like, all 30 colors that
yes.
they come in, and then every day. All right, that's Josephine Wermuth with us today on the CSC Sports Journal. So delighted again to talk to you, Josephine. Best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.